on the phone with us right now is the 2015 winner of The Voice, her name, Ellie Drennan. Morning, Ellie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are great. Now, Ellie, of course, won The Voice last year, the youngest ever. Yeah. I just can't believe.
You're a young kid. You've just won a TV show. They think you're the best singer in the country. What are you thinking that night?
Oh, it was a massive, like a big emotional ride. And it was so weird. Like now that I look back on it, I feel like it never happened because it was happened all so fast. But it was such a cool moment and something that I'll always remember.
Now, my co-host here, when he was younger, he was in the Australian Youth Choir. That's how he started his singing career.
It hasn't gone much further, Ellie.
How did you start off, darling?
I started singing when I was really little, but I was really nervous and I was such a shy person, so I couldn't perform in front of people. But I started performing when I was about 12, and ever since then I've just been doing gigs all the time.
How old are you, Ellie?
17.
I'm 17.
17, okay. So you were in school last year still when you were on the show?
Yes, yeah.
How'd that go, like doing school and juggling the show?
Let's just say I missed out on a lot of school.
Lucky.
Understandably so.
Were your parents spewing though, like, oh, it's okay, she might win the show, it's all good?
No, we didn't have any idea what was going to happen, so we kind of just went with the flow.
Did any of the teachers have a go at you? Like saying, oh, you're missing all this school to do this TV show?
A few of them didn't understand because I couldn't tell anyone at the beginning.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough.
They didn't understand why I was failing school.
So what have you been doing this past year? Of course, last week you just released a single called Hard Love. We saw you on The Voice the other night as well. During that time, what have you been doing? Just writing songs and getting ready to release Hard Love?
Yeah, well, The Voice was a really, really scary experience, and it was like a big eye-opener for what the music industry is like. So I wanted to spend the whole year to kind of figure out what I wanted to do with my music and just kind of focus on myself. So I spent the whole year writing, and I did a lot of co-writing as well, just to get as much songs as I can so I can figure out what type of songs I want my first music to come out as. And so I just been focusing on myself, and I'm very excited because I've got new music coming out soon, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Now, your mentor from last year, Jessie J, was she scary?
Yeah, she's a scary thing, I reckon.
No, she's honestly the nicest person I've ever met in my life.
You don't reckon she has, like, evil eyes? It's like that glare that, like, just staring at it. It's, like, really evil. It's like, whoa, back off.
No, I'm being 100% honest. She is the nicest person you could ever meet.
See, I'd rather Jessie J than Delta. I don't know, something about Delta.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So you had Jessie J the whole way along. From memory, did you have all the judges turn?
No, I had the Maddens and Jessie.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so why did you choose Jessie over the Maddens? Because to me, the Maddens just seem like really cool guys. And you got two for the price of one, really, with those two.
Yeah, well, the Maddens are really cool. So I've been a massive fan of Jessie J since I was really little.
Oh.
And I went to one of her concerts when I was about 12.
Oh, okay.
And
perfect.
So I've just admired her, like, my whole life. So when I found out she was one of the coaches, I knew I wanted to go with her if she turned around. But the Madden Brothers were very convincing when they turned around. Like, they said a lot of nice things. So I was kind of confused when I was standing there because I knew I wanted to go with Jessie, but the Madden seemed really cool.
They'd be great in real estate, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
They are.
Now, I've got to ask, you were on the show the other night, and want to know your thoughts on this year's crop. Who do you think is going to take out the 2016 version and take your title?
Yeah, well, I met everyone in the on the show, and every single person is so lovely, and they all are amazing in their own way. And so it's really hard to kind of pick who I think would win, but I'm going to have to stick with Team Jessie because that's
course.
Where
of
I came
course.
From.
Why don't I even ask you the question?
Well, good luck with the new single, honey.
Thank you so much.
Have you got a tour or anything coming up as well?
I'm hoping, but nothing planned yet.
Nothing in the diary. Well, make sure when you book that tour, leave a spot for Bundy on the tour so you can come here and we can come and see you or perform live instead of on the TV.
I will have to. I'll put that word in.
Ellie Drennan, thanks for having a chat this morning on Hits.
Thank you so much.